I'll be right back with you.
Angelica.
Mike.
Okay, Chair Carroll, I have my devices rolling and the floor is yours.
Another window.
All right. Welcome, everyone.
Window.
We're the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. This is a regular meeting, May 20th, 2021 at 6 p.m. This meeting is being held via teleconference. There are five members to this committee, and to establish a quorum, there must be three members present. So I see Mike, Robert, Drew, and me, so we do have a quorum.
Bob's here.
Very good, Bob. Well, welcome all. I'm calling this meeting to order. Now, would you please all join me in a moment of silence? Drew, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one country, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
This background's terrible.
Thank you. Well, the next item on our agenda are announcements and presentations. Are there any announcements that my fellow commissioners would like to make?
I have one. I'd just like to say an extra moment of silence for our fallen police officers the other day. So I think we should give a moment of thanks for that, those services.
Okay. Hey, Kirk, are there any announcements from the city you'd like to speak of tonight?
Yes, if you gentlemen are done with your announcements, I'm happy to jump in. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of quick things. To begin, just to let everybody know that we're looking to hire right now. I've got some part-time jobs that are out and available. We're looking at a youth sports coordinator position. Always are hiring lifeguards. We are also bringing back rental attendants, and those are the folks that that will be on site during events to help protect city property and assist with the events as necessary, lock the facility up and such. And then we're also looking for kids camp staff. So all these are part-time positions. And the job descriptions are found on the city's website in the HR department. I also just wanted to mention that we've been conducting trainings over this last month, lifeguard classes, as well as see our beach lifeguard. I can't think what we used for that. A training is a 70-hour program to certify our USLA, our guards in USLA with the USLA certification. So that took place. And then upcoming this next weekend, or excuse me, Memorial Day weekend, our aquatics coordinator, Katie Tucker, will be conducting a class for the Morro Bay High School career technical education course. And she'll be teaching lifeguarding to about 10 students there as well. And that is the safety path in the career technical education program. And it's kind of a dual serving, self-serving almost, I'd say, because not only are we, you know, teaching these kids and preparing them for life skills in any type of a safety path that they choose to take, but we're certifying them as lifeguards and they can come and work for us. So it's very difficult to find lifeguards, as I'm sure Commissioner Espino could attest to. They're hard to come by right now. So this is a really fantastic way to keep the doors open for us and keep continual bodies coming through. So we're real proud of that. I did want to, let me see. I can talk real quick about our junior guard program. And we did our registration over this last month, as well as conducted interviews. And just a couple things I wanted to point out. Again, our registration of this program sold out within minutes each day that we offered it up, with 50 plus kids on a waiting list for each of the sessions that we offer. But I did, and that's exciting. It's really cool to know that folks are so interested in the program. What I did want to mention, though, is we conducted interviews for our junior lifeguard aides. And then those positions are there to help the instructor. They're paid positions. Each aide did complete the USLA lifeguard certification class. And then in the interview process, when we moved to that portion to really select who we wanted, there were a number of the kids that have been in the program since they were like 10 years old and are moving through this full circle, which is the intention of it for some kids who will go through the program and do 5 years and then come back and be an aide and then an instructor and then possibly a beach lifeguard. So one point I wanted to make is two kids during that interview process had let us know that the junior lifeguard program changed their lives is what they said. And these are 16-year-old kids. But one boy explained, he didn't like going to the beach and then his parents made him go to this class and then he got down to the beach and then he ended up loving it and he surfs every day now and on and on and on. So it was really pretty cool to hear him speak like that, and it just really made us feel good, I think, knowing that what we're doing is something good. So pretty exciting for us. And then I did want to talk real briefly about the proposed fiscal year 21-22 budget, and that's going to the study sessions coming up next week. We have, I think, two of them. One right before the regular scheduled city council meeting Tuesday night, and then another following on Thursday. But just a couple of highlights on that is this office will see some reductions in funding. So just a quick snapshot. Pre-COVID fiscal year 18-19, our budget revenues were at $672,000 with expenses at $1.2 million. For fiscal year 21-22, the projection is revenues at $655,000. So pretty much right on par with our revenues is the projection, with expenses of $817,000. So basically a $400,000 reduction in our budget. What we've done staff-wise and what we're being allowed to have staff-wise are reinstating our full-time administrative assistant, and that'll be effective July 1st. And then in July, we will be launching the ad to bring back or reinstate a three-quarter-time recreation supervisor who handles the sports programs. So that was Karen Sweeney's position, has been reduced to three-quarter-time. Along with the reduction in sports, we see about 50% reduction in part-time staff. So from 190,000 down to 90,000. And what this means is we're facing some challenges here to do as much as we can or basically more with less. We've all heard that, but that's what we're looking at. And making some difficult decisions as far as, which programs we're going to have to eliminate. So just as a kind of a precursor to it, we're looking at possibly adult sports going away. Most likely our futsal and flag football programs for the children. And then we're in discussions of possibly not bringing back the Rock to Pier run or contracting that out. I'd prefer to contract it out because this year would be our 52nd annual. But that's kind of a quick picture of the budget for fiscal 21-22. This last year, we'll close out this fiscal year with much higher revenues than we had expected or anticipated, probably double due to the popularity of the swimming pool and then also the full-time schooling program that we had offered year-round. So those really generated the dollars for us. That's really what I wanted to just preface the meeting with is budget time. Participate if you can. And again, these are Zoom meetings for the public to be involved in and to offer up their suggestions, comments, and whatnot. So thank you very much. That's all I had. And I believe Angelica has a few things that she'd like to announce as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Let's get that light off.
Hi, guys. I just want to give a quick youth services update. Kids Club, our last day of school is June 9th. I think our staff are ready, but our kids are definitely ready. This has been a crazy school year, but they've been so resilient through it, and we're so proud of them. But I think we're all ready to put those Chromebooks away and get to just playing and having a good time. So that was a successful program. We're really excited how it went. We also have confirmation that next school year, we're back to normal. We'll be back to normal school, running our normal program. And we already have a very large large roster for next year. We've already done our pre-registration, and I believe we have close to 70 families already signed up. So we're ready for that. And then we have our kids camp coming up. 2021, we're so excited to bring that back. You know, last year we had to kind of alter our program. It wasn't the normal kids camp that we get to offer. And I know families, the kids especially, were missing it, but the families too, they really like to give their kids these opportunities. So we are happy to bring it back. We are going to be running our normal 8-week camp from June 21st to August 13th. It'll be at Del Mar Elementary. We are still following CDC rules, unless they change soon. And I check every single day, hoping that the things change, that the pod guidelines change, and that basically so we can get bigger groups. But right now, staying with their guidelines, we are full. We're already full. We have 4 classrooms. We have 3 classrooms at Del Mar. And this year, because the teen center, Rockies Teen Center, is closed down and has been closed down since March 13th of last year, we, with a little discussion between Kirk and I and some of my staff, we are bringing our 4th, 5th, and 6th grade summer camp to the teen center, and it'll be used there. They'll get to access all of the stuff that's there. It'll be ran like our typical summer camp, but basically just in another location. They'll still do the field trips like we're planning, but they'll get a skate park, which is great, and they'll get kind of an older kid feel for a program. I reached out to all of our families who had signed up. We have about 20, I believe it's 23 now, families that are in that age group. We reached out to them, and every one of them responded to me that day, and they were so pumped. And the families were pumped, the parents were pumped, the kids are so excited. So we're excited to start to try this out and see how it goes. And we're happy to get Rockies Teen Center kind of back and move in a little and being used. So, but like I said, our roster is full for the summer. We are currently on a wait list. All pods are totally full. So we hope to be able to let more kids in. We do have a pretty good size wait list. So we're like fingers crossed that pod numbers change and we can get opening up a little more. I think that's it. We're really excited about this summer. We're working with this aquatics program to do pods lessons so that the kids can get in the pool. We're going to work. We reached out to the high schools and to other youth sports to get mini sports camps involved in there. We're going to take some trips to our local parks and our beaches, just to get the kids back out. We're The trolley will be taking us to all of our fun places. So we're pretty pumped on this. The kids are too. And I think for me, the best part is that these families, the parents are the ones who are so excited that their kids are getting this opportunity. The amount of emails I've gotten from like, you have no idea that what you're giving, what opportunity you're giving our kids. I think that's really what is driving us. So we're excited. We've got about a month countdown, I believe. And we're ready for fun and adventure. Thanks, guys.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you, and like a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the next item on our agenda is the Morro Bay Citizens Senior Citizens program, and our liaison is Melissa Davis. She's not here this evening.
Mr. Chairman, I can jump in on that.
Okay, thank you.
I unfortunately I did miss the last meeting, but I do know that the volunteers of Morro Bay Senior Center Incorporated have been busy working on office work, office repairs, cleaning it up, getting it ready to reopen. We also have Brady Locke hired back, our senior program coordinator, and he's been in the office now again, working towards bringing back our the emeritus program from Cuesta College, the classes. He's working towards bringing back our activity classes, just pretty much touching base with everybody who's been working with us and the seniors for, these last, before COVID. So he's been working towards that, and then also trying to put together some kind of an opening party. We don't have any kind of a date yet, but the vision right now is to see what happens with the June 15th announcement and how that's going to soften up our restrictions. And then if they can gather up enough volunteers who are willing to come on in and open the center, they're going to do that at a modified day, not the normal 9 to 4, which is what they typically do. They'll modify that and shorten day, and then kind of do a soft opening, if you will, and then we'll move towards something more formal, maybe late summer. So that's the idea with the center and pretty much the report from what it might be from the seniors board meeting on behalf of Commissioner Davis.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Next is our public comment period. Pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N-2920, issued by Governor Newsom on March 17, 2020, this meeting is being conducted telephonically through Zoom, broadcast live on cable channel 20 and streamed on the city website. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and to ensure the health and safety of the public by limiting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, the Veterans Hall is not open for this meeting. In fact, there's no physical location for public viewing. Community members are encouraged to submit agenda correspondence in advance of this meeting via email to the advisory board members prior to the meeting start time. Do we have anyone for public comment tonight?
Thank you, Chair. I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Okay. Seeing none, then let's move to our next agenda item. The next item would be the consent calendar. There's one item on the calendar, A1, Recreation Service Division Status Report. Do I have a motion to receive and file this status report?
Motion that we receive and file such report.
I second it.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Seeing no opposition, A1 is received and filed. Thank you very much. The next order of business is public hearings, and seeing none, we'll move to our three business items. C1 staff report, Prop 68 update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This will be a quick one. We have put that just on a pause, the entire project on a pause. We're holding off for our new public works director who just got on board a week or so ago. His name is Greg Bolek. And Greg will be joining us in the team to discuss the project out at Coleman Beach in Coleman Park, and how we should best spend those dollars that the state has available. The project it was in the hands of the city engineer, who's going to do a recalculated estimate and pretty much go back through the project once we make a determination on what it is we want to see out there. I believe there might be additional funding, so the project is growing a little bit, maybe to add playgrounds or whatnot. So again, I need to meet with the team again and with Mr. Kolek to move forward. Just so you know, the due date to submit a project to the state is December of this year, December 2021. So we feel real comfortable that we'll have something together soon and get that in to the state and then get the funding. So that's what I had on Prop 68. If you had any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Thank you very much. Any questions from anybody? Okay, so we have a motion to receive and file this proposition update.
Make the motion we receive and file this proposition update.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Seeing no opposition, well, this update is received and filed. Moving on to C2 staff report, update on COVID-19 pandemic and recreation services.
Thank you. That's me again, Mr. Chairman. I didn't want to write something up. I just wanted to give you guys a verbal of what's going on with the office as we're easing into the restrictions, lightening up. As we're making these changes from purple to red to orange, the city had discussed reopening all city buildings once we reached the yellow tier. This conversation is taking place now as to exactly how we're going to open and what it's going to look like. City offices are a bit different than this community center or the vets hall and the senior center in that city officers are being opened to receive the public for business purposes, whereas this building and the vets hall will be opened up for the general public to use. So with that, it comes a little bit more effort in preparing the building, making sure that it is clean, of course, and then getting the staff hired back on to help us with booking these reservations and staffing the events, especially if they're indoor in the buildings. We are receiving an incredible amount of requests for use of city property, both indoors and outdoors. Weddings are a real big thing right now. So the use of the beach and parks, we're seeing quite a bit of interest. So we're doing our best to keep up with that with the limited amount of staff that we have, but happy to see that the parks will be used again, and people are coming to the town and doing what they do here. We were authorized to hire part-time staff to finish up this fiscal year. I was authorized to bring back our office assistant, Delilah Martinez, is back, and then authorized to rehire our senior programs coordinator, Brady Locke. So he's back, as I had mentioned before. I do have the applications out for other positions I had, as I had mentioned in the announcement portion. And disappointingly, we're struggling to get applicants. I just did a job fair today out at the Chamber of Commerce in town, and I was there for an hour and a half. We had five people come by. So it's a difficult time, I think, for some folks to want to re-enter the workforce, or they've moved on or what have you. But we're hoping to get some bodies back in, some qualified folks, because, again, we're looking for an important position, which is our youth sports coordinator. And it's a tough act to do, and requires a certain level of individual. So we'll keep on accepting the applications and hope to bring someone on very soon. As far as program is concerned, we do have our kids club wrapping up, as Angelica had mentioned, and then we'll be starting up our kids club, or excuse me, kids camp. That will be taking place this year. We also have, again, our junior lifeguard program, which is very popular and sold out again, and we'll be serving about 325 kids this summer with that program. And then with our pool aquatics program, very busy there as well. We've got requests lined up 25 deep for swim lessons. At this time, we have not programmed group lessons, but we'll see what happens in the future, and I can speak more to that in the next report. So anyway, so that's kind of the snapshot of COVID times right now in this office, and I'm happy to answer questions if you do have them.
Well, thank you, Kirk. Any questions, anybody? No. But I could foresee there's going to be trouble gearing back up. So, and I know you're doing the best you can, so I hope it goes well.
Thank you, sir. If you know of anybody out there looking for a youth sports coordinator position, send them my way.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay. So may I have a motion then to receive and file the update?
I make the motion we receive and file the update.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Seeing no opposition, this update is received and filed. Let's move on then to the C3, which is the discussion of the aquatics activities. As I recall, this item was agendized by Ms. Melissa Davis during our past meeting. So we'll have a discussion. Kirk, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. So I went ahead and put together just something real quick to start the conversation off, found in my report here. And it was basically just a synopsis of what we do aquatics wise here in town. So I did start in with discussing the pool here on the Morro Bay High School campus that had been the old pool, I'll call it, was around back in the 80s and the 90s. I'm not sure when it was constructed, but I think it was shut down in mid 1990s. But then again, with Measure D and the funding that came through for the schools here in the area, they were able to construct this brand new facility, which is just beautiful and very popular with the community as well as the kids. So just on a quick snapshot, we do have our lap swimming and our aqua aerobics programs going, our swim lessons again are private and semi-private right now. We started up a master's swimming class, and that's becoming very popular too. That's a morning swim coached by one of our staff, Margaret is her name. And then we're also looking at adding in the diving program. We came across a diving coach that very well might want to come out here and work with us here at our facility. So that's still in the works, but I think that'd be a wonderful addition to our swimming pool aquatics programs. And then again, with our popular junior lifeguard program. We did offer, again, our beach program, which we did 4 two-week sessions, and this is COVID style. That's not me. We did offer the 4 two-week sessions, like I said, COVID style, which is different than how the program was offered in the past. We also have our junior lifeguard boot camp, we call it. And that is to prepare our volunteers for the summer season. And that's an intensive 1 week program where they're going to get a smaller group with some more training to really prepare them physically and mentally for the upcoming summer to help us out. And then we also have what we call the junior lifeguard pre-season pool program. And that was really intended to, and there's two sessions of that, I should say, taking place on Sundays. And that the intent is to really get the kids back in the water because they've been out of the water all year, most of them, you know, especially during the summertime. And you know, get back in there, you start swimming again. We've got a paddle board we'll put in the pool and let them paddle around on that. We've got our rescue tubes. There'll be some lifeguard training taking place. And again, just to get them back up and going and ready for any of the participants to get them back and up and going ready for the summer junior lifeguard program. So that's basically what we have aquatics-wise, and then the intent now is to go ahead and open up the conversation to you folks to discuss wherever you want to go with this. And I know we had Commissioner Davis was on board to do this, or she agendized it like you had said, Mr. Chairman, and unfortunately she didn't make it tonight, but if you'd like to carry on and entertain the conversation now, we can, or it's certainly an option to table it for when she is here to have this conversation. Back to you, Mr. Chairman. And you're on mute, sir.
How about now? Okay. Yes, I do think that we could eventually table it because I think she should be a part of the discussion. But I certainly want to open it up also to anybody that might have something they'd like to say right now.
I would recommend tabling it.
Okay, Mike, I do too. Okay, let's table it then until our next meeting.
I might jump in on that, Mr. Chairman, before you go to adjourn.
Okay.
Typically, our July meeting was held in conjunction with our Public Works Advisory Board. And I've been trying to meet up with the new Public Works Director to have the conversation to see if that's something that we can do again. And unfortunately, his schedules are very busy. I have a meeting with him next week. So I can't let you know right now whether or not we will have that the meeting that is the parks tour. Again, in conjunction with Public Works Advisory Board, but I certainly will let you folks know as soon as I hear word. What I'm understanding also is that advisory board does not meet in July any longer. I think this was a change from a couple of years ago. So in the event that happens, we'll be looking at having a summer meeting, just like we are right now, versus doing the parks tour. So just letting you know kind of what the thoughts are, what's going on, but I will keep you informed as soon as I hear word.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. So
I think before we finish this, I think the diving would be a great benefit.
I can't hear you, Commissioner Swain.
Okay, I about ready. So there we go. I think the diving is a great benefit. Can you hear me? Oh.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you. I think so, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. All right, then. Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll adjourn this meeting to the next regular Recreation and Parks Commission meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday, July 15th, via teleconference.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stay well, and then we'll see you in 2 months.
Thank you.
Good luck to everybody.
Okay. Good night.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Wink.